Now, that's a brand new name for the Climate Change and Emissions Management Corporation. What's in a name? Why change it?
Cheryl, I think there's a few reasons. I think one of the key things, it makes it clear that we're an Alberta organization. Alberta really hasn't got a lot of credit for what the Emissions Management Corporation did in the past because people weren't actually clear it was a organization sort of born and operating out of Alberta. So by adding the name Alberta into the corporate name, it really does clarify and give credit where it's due. I think the new name more clearly reflects our mandate, and that mandate is to identify and accelerate the development of innovative technologies. I always found when people read my business card, they didn't really know what the corporation did in the past, but I think emissions reduction is a clear statement of what our purpose is. It also, with the tagline, addresses that we have a very clear focus on technology solutions, and that's important too. And I think it's a new beginning in a way. The name change reflects there's going to be some organizational changes. We're going to ensure that we're closely aligned and more integrated into the Alberta innovation ecosystem. It also gives us a chance to reconnect with our industry partners and ensure the work we're doing is driven by their needs and identifying technology solutions that they need for problems they have. It truly is a chance to refresh and signal that new beginning with that clarity we need to move forward.
So would you say that the role is significantly different or expanded?
I wouldn't say it's significantly different. We're still very much a key part of the Alberta government's plan for climate change leadership. So in terms of our core mandate about technologies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, that remains. But what is different is that focus, is that stronger connection into the needs of industry to lead the work around those technologies that are needing some assistance to move toward commercialization. I think it also gives us an opportunity to change some of our processes. We now operate on sort of annual calls for proposals. What we're going to explore now is moving to more continuous intake. Good ideas emerge at different times, so we want to be able to have a bit of an on-ramp to allow those good ideas to be presented to us and to move forward rather than wait for specific times once every 2 or 3 years. So I think those are some significant changes we're exploring.
And where does the money come from?
The money comes from the Climate Change Emission Management Fund, and that's a fund that the government of Alberta owns and manages. Large final emitters in Alberta have a number of options to comply with the regulations around greenhouse gas emissions, and one of those options is to pay $15 per ton into the fund. So that money gets paid into a fund, and then the government of Alberta on an annual basis decides how much of that money they've collected in the fund they'll transfer to us to strategically invest in promising technologies.
Now, one of the things that the old CCMC was focusing on was converting carbon dioxide into useful products. So that was through the Grand Challenge. What happens to the Grand Challenge now?
Great question, Cheryl. There's an example of the past success that we're going to build on. The Grand Challenge is very much alive. That objective of taking CO2 out of a waste stream and turning it into valuable assets is still a high priority for the corporation. So we are continuing down that path. Round two is just about complete. We'll be making some final decisions in December to identify 5 new projects that will be awarded up to $3 million. We hope to have that announced early in the new year.
You have a new target, and that's methane. Why methane?
Reductions in methane is a fundamental part of the desired outcomes in the government's climate leadership plan. Methane is a significant contributor to greenhouse gas emissions. Some numbers talk about 25 times greater than other emission sources. So it makes sense to focus on this area, given the opportunities. The Climate Leadership Plan has set a very specific target to reduce methane emissions by 45% by 2025. So with that regulatory need in place, industry needs help to reach that target. And part of that help has to be in the form of new technologies. So advancing and demonstrating those technologies is going to be a critical part of delivering on that very ambitious goal of the government.
As you've said, it's an ambitious target. So what are you doing so that you can help people reach that target?
So the focus on our call is going to be very much on moving promising technologies forward so they can be applied in the field, essentially. So we're really looking at advancing and demonstrating technologies that have been proven in concept. There's a good idea. They work at a sort of benchtop scale, but we want to be able to show that they're actually commercially deployable in Alberta. And so that's really where our effort's going to be, is that we hope to be able to provide some tools to industry to allow them to achieve this targets through the use of technology.
Now, you've got some money that's going towards that. How much money is there, and who do you expect to apply for it?
Cheryl, the total value of the call is up to $40 million, and we hope to provide that amount, no more than $5 million per any one target. Anyone can apply. This is technology developers, industry, small and medium-sized enterprises, municipalities, universities, even individuals. So ideas can come from anywhere, but all the projects must demonstrate a clear and justified value proposition for addressing methane emissions in Alberta. Anything at a field pilot or a demonstration project level must be done in Alberta. So there's a whole range of opportunities for promising ideas. We're really encouraging involvement from technology providers and developers, so a partnership model with a customer and then the technology provider being there together to take the good idea and actually apply it in the field.
What's happening with methane emissions reductions in other jurisdictions?
Well, the good news is that methane is seen as an area of opportunity across North America. And at the federal level, the federal government has set some ambitious goals around that. They've partnered, or not so much partnered, but entered into an agreement with the U.S. government and the Mexican government to also drive changes there. And it's even at an international level, other jurisdictions recognize, one, that there's some low-hanging fruit there in terms of making some change in business practice to drive better outcomes, and also because of the significant impact that methane has in terms of the impact from greenhouse gases.
So I know from my own experience, methane is an issue with landfills. They talk about methane emissions from cows and certainly oil and gas. Do you see those as being the main target industries?
Absolutely. In Alberta, about 70% of Alberta's methane emissions come from the oil and gas sector. You're quite correct that agriculture represents about another 22%, and waste management is essentially the balance of about 6%. So this proposal, this call for ideas, is open to all those areas because there is technological opportunities in all three of those sectors.
So you've got carbon dioxide, methane. What other emissions are in your sights?
We've got a suite of opportunities that we're focusing on. On the whole renewables area, we see some opportunities for advancing technologies around the whole greening of the grid. In the whole extraction business, beyond just methane, some opportunities we've been looking at around solvent technologies, different areas where we can actually reduce the amount of energy required to extract the energy in Alberta. There's some real great promise with that. Methane, obviously, is a significant piece of the puzzle from our perspective in the early stages. Another area that's not talked about very much is the biological area. You know, promise in things like biofuels, biopower, carbon retention potentials, all those areas have a great potential. And even on the industrial energy efficiency side, there's lots of talk on the sort of the consumer end, just improving how much energy we use and the type of energy. There's also some great potential around there on the industrial side.
Well, I find it really exciting because finally we're moving forward on some of these issues, and people do have lots of good ideas about how to fix it.
I agree with you, Cheryl, that there's lots of good ideas out there, and I think that Friday's announcement about the new name and the significant new investment from the provincial government creates the conditions to move those ideas forward. Entrepreneurs are finding challenges, and there is a need for a strategic, thoughtful public investment to allow us to move those ideas forward so we can turn them into actual, real greenhouse gas reductions. And it's not just an environmental outcome that we're driving for. There's significant opportunities in terms of the jobs and the green economy that we also want to see in Alberta.
So how do people get in touch with you so they can apply for some of this funding?
So Cheryl, in terms of getting additional details on the methane call, full details are available online at eralberta.ca.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Steve.
It was a pleasure talking with you, Cheryl.